You're on the radio. Hello? You're on the radio. That's me.
Never like an electrician when you cut me off as soon as I disagreed. You did the same thing.
That's right. You're on the air. Hello?
Yes, Bob.
Yes, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, this is Muhammad from downstairs. Sometime I come over there for...
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Oh.
Nobody else does, but I do.
Yeah, there's a music back there.
Mm-hmm. Well...
I can hear you.
We don't hear David.
Let me call back.
Okay.
David wants to know if he can come in here.
Yeah, David, come on in here. Come on in here. All these...
Welcome back, Bob.
Thank you very much. Well, now we have the phones on the air. That's an improvement. And David Amram has come into the control room. That's a big improvement.
You want me to go play the piano?
Yeah, but we don't have the piano connected, Moog.
Make it look so simple, Bob.
Well,
I guess that's the trick, isn't it?
Yeah.
It fought so hard. And again, where else is anybody that's there going to go? That's where everyone there belongs. While you're there.
Oh, well, now I hear a little piano there.
Hey.
Wait a minute. Let's play a little bit and see if that
brings... Hey, you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but that's not what I'm trying to...
Oh, I'm sorry. You've got a glitch in the system.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we can hear a little bit, but it's not. It's real low.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, go ahead with your call. I'm sorry.
Oh, I loved your parody of the show that goes on the air at in the afternoon. Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was...
Hello?
That was something that was done as part of a comedy benefit that celebrated the anniversary of the coup.
Well, that was a really great idea.
Oh, thank you.
This is the first time that I listen to your show, and this is really the first time that I sit up, you know, this late to... listen to you, and I'm not sure who am I listening to exactly. So if you could clarify for me.
Well, let's see, where are you calling from?
I am calling from New Jersey. This is, I'm calling from Union. This is Derek.
Well, we're all Union people up here.
I would hope so.
My name is Bob Fass. That's John McDonough over there, Eric Levine, Sean Rhodes, Miguel Maldonado, David Amram, who we are trying desperately to get on the air. David, give us a little sample of what we've been missing.
Well, hello?
Yep.
If I may say something...
Please.
My idea... hello? I'm listening to music right now. I don't know
where it's coming from. I don't know where it's coming from.
Okay. Well, I hope you can hear me on the air.
Yeah, but this...
My idea of what I was trying to say was that right now that WBAI has been, at least for some time, been freed from the corporate... ideals. I would think that it would be interesting to get instead of pushing each other into the abyss, I would think that it would be a good idea to reconcile with the people that have been on the air previously, and trying to make the most of it, because some of the people that were on the air before, I think that they had pretty good ideas, even though they were not perhaps not following it to the fullest. I think that it would be a pretty good idea to get in, I don't know how to say this, but
reconciliation. Yeah, I think that's
reconciliation.
That's
yes,
good if possible. In some cases, it may be. In some cases, it may not be.
That's true, but I think that it would be a good idea instead of to start, you know, saying instead of phrasing the word of struggle. The words that, you know, for some reason, you know, they bring out the meaning of a fight. Instead of that, trying to get in the spirit of perhaps some kind of a mood of getting together.
Well, you know, it will be hard for some people to get together with people who said when people complained about people having been fired and various innuendos about imagined crimes been reported on them, it'll be very hard for some of these people who to forgive the people who said, get over it. You must remember that.
Oh, I am sure,
yeah.
You know, but I am, please don't misunderstand me, you know, I am all for democracy now, you know, returning back to the airwaves, and Bernard White, you know, with his show in the morning, you know, getting back to the airwaves, because this is what I've been missing for, you know, a year, almost year and a half, you know, but I think that even Amy Goodman... Hello?
Oh... Yes, and we seem to have discovered what was the matter with our hookup to the other room. David, maybe you can go in now and give us what we've all been so hungry for.
Well, my idea was that it would be up to Amy Goodman and Bernard White, you know, to because they have throughout the year, you know, that they've been banned and off the airwaves, they've been getting good, doing a really good job, you know, on WBIX, trying to broadcast, you know, their messages and ideas, and also with the meetings that they had, you know, with the people that formerly have been part of the WBI crew. I would think that it would be a good idea on their part to try to talk to the people that have been on the WBAI airwaves recently, and
yeah,
try to talk to them and to get to understand their point of view and together work out a way that...
It sounds like something is going on that is a little out of our control here. But I thank you for your call. This is not going to work. I'm going to have to say goodbye to you.
All right,
now.
Thank you very much.
Bye. What is that?
I don't have any phones. What do you hear?
The marathon must have started.
Yeah.
People sending in money already.
Huh. Well, I got to apologize to you, but I have no idea what's going on and why it's going on. But we've been hearing bells and whistles and... well, Sean, what you have an understanding of what the trouble is?
No, put me on red. I'm on red.
No more phones, right?
No. No, I have no answer to the problems at here. Oh, look.
Oh, that sounded like a little piano music. David, we heard that. They tried to sneak a little piano by us there, David. But you can't hear us, but we can hear you when you play. Go, maybe someone should go in there and tell them. Boy, this is really...
Hey, this is live radio.
Yeah, who would want to take over a radio station like this? Just barely, David, but I don't think you can hear me.
Everybody who's volunteered for WBAI for all these years, and especially the last year, it's been such a stupefying drag for everybody. everybody. But I was saying to Bernard White and Amy Goodman and Richard Robert Knight when I was driving them home that even though a year was wasted to a certain extent in their lives, when you think of Nelson Mandela, all those decades he spent in jail, and when he came out at the very end, he was beaming and moved South African to a whole new level he had never been before. So in that sense, what's happened in BAI is going to make everyone stronger, more beautiful, more effective, and galvanize a whole community in the whole Northeast to realize in that free radio, free speech, spontaneity, joy, the unexpected being what you expect, that people do count, that despite Lenny Bruce's saying the only justice is in the halls of justice, in this case, there was some justice in the court of law and right was done, is a beautiful thing, a cause for rejoicing. So before I drive 60 miles back upstate, I just want to thank Bob, all the listeners, all the people who send in emails, all the people who send whatever money they can to support the station so that us and our children and grandchildren can hear really, truly beautiful, meaningful, original, soulful, free speech radio in New York City, one of the most extraordinary places in the world. And we can slide between the Golgothian corporate monstrosity of what the entertainment industry has become and have something for our kids and our parents and grandparents to listen to and enjoy, benefit from and learn from, and have diversity and have all kinds of opinions that are hilarious, infuriating, but always educational and thought-provoking. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. And to be able to hear all the people come back again who've done such a wonderful job for so many years, and to hear new people and callers and people expressing whatever they want, is a tonic to the soul. And New York City is a much more beautiful place tonight because of your being back on the air, Bob. And it's going to be a much more beautiful place every day as all the people come back who've given so much of their heart, working for practically nothing, to make our lives enriched by what they have to say. So I'll skip all my usual musical madness tonight.
Play one.
Because tonight is really just, okay, a super duper quickie. Since I brought my new book, and every 34 years I write a book, my last one was Vibrations, and I read that on Bob's show in 1968, and someone broke into the studio and started some fisticuffs while I was reading about meeting Charlie Parker, the most peaceful, wonderful, soulful person anyone could know in their life. Bob went out and was assaulted by some stupefying nutcase who's now a college professor, which shows that today's pugilist is tomorrow's academic. But anyway, my new book's called Offbeat Collaborating with Kerouac. It comes out next week. And I'm going to do the song that Jack and I wrote with Neil Cassidy and Allen Ginsberg called Pull My Daisy, a special WBAI victory version. And this is for Professor Irwin Corey's brilliant son, who gave that fantastic, stupefyingly humorous and beautiful rap. And I worked with a professor for Bella Abzug's first campaign in 1972. He and his son are both the kings of spontaneity, along with Reverend Billy and all the other great people who are here tonight, and Hampton and all the wonderful women and men who go into the station. So I'm going to proceed the little song with a little spontaneous rap for BAI. Well, here we are at Bob Fass's program, Radio Unnameable, is back on the air again. Well, all of us in the listening audience in the studio tonight can say hallelujah and amen. Because if the Reverend Billy was here, he wouldn't be chilly with you. He'd tell you that's really where it's at. And that Mr. Bob Fass, after 42 years, is still the numero uno cat. He's the numero uno cat, not only because he speaks Spanish every day. He's más viejo que ayer, más joven que mañana. His brains can take it away. But Hampton himself said that WBAI has to do with a lot of brains, and not with some kind of corporate Euro-trash miserable music's remains of what was so beautiful with Chuck Berry and B.B. King and the creators of long ago, and the ghosts of Billie Holiday who really showed us the place to go, but rather from those people who contributed so much to the scene and were wiped out by miserable imitations in the 1960s, you know what I mean. Well, all of that's the past, and it never's going to last, so we don't think about that in the first place. But rather, we listen to Radio Unnameable to get in that certain divine type of space. Well, before a lot of you, even your parents, were born back in 1957, old Jack Kerouac and I gave the first jazz poetry reading in New York, and now he's in heaven. But he's a BAI supporter, even up there on the pearly gates. And all of us know that what Jack wrote is something that everyone appreciates. And since at the time, way back then, they thought that his writing wasn't worth a thing, it means, as Duke Ellington said, it don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. Well, Radio Unnameable and WBAI has swung for 42 years. It lifts your inspiration, your sense of spontaneity, and takes up your fears. It makes you feel that you can survive and you can rejoice in being alive. That's why every day for the last year we desperately tuned into 99.5. We dreamed and hoped beyond all hope that it would change every day and that someone on the air would get up and they would finally turn and say, I'm sorry, folks. We really wish that we didn't do such wrong. And we'd like to welcome back all the people who were fired with this special spontaneous song. Well, the wheel of justice has turned to last, so we don't even have to look back. We don't have to think about anybody who is basically in the soul just a hack. All we got to do is move on forward without any malice at all and realize that everything that rises has to have its fall. And when I wrote the music for Arthur Miller's play After the Fall in 1963, I never had any sense that this would be so many years later the place to be. The place where the fall is risen truth again, because it means that we can only have our station and say amen. Well, since people who start a song this long with an introduction are considered crazy, before they haul me away on Wall Street, I'll just play a little bit of Pull My Daisy. All my doors are open. Hop my heart for coconuts. All my eggs are broken. Hop my heart song, harp my light. Seraphs hold me steady. Hip my angel, harp my light. Lay it on the needy. Hop my heart song, harp my light. Seraphs hold me steady. Hip my angel, harp my light. Lay it on the needy. Well, when Jack and Neil and Alan and I wrote the song way back in 1957, WBA tonight, just like we were in heaven. It makes us feel so good that we are here to share in freedom's bells last cheer. Because WBA has been saved at last. We can move forward, not dwell in the past, not have any malice towards anyone, because the battle and the victory's just begun. We gotta think how the station can survive, and that's really the truth. It's not any type of job. So have hope, tell everybody to help somebody else by tuning into the station and giving you bread, so that WBI will be alive and dead, because we gotta make it survive, so that we can all feel alive. Well, the poor old piano player's just got one more thing to say. Oh, Dave, take it away. Way back before scat singing itself in 1843. Well, now that the doors of perception and the doors of WBAI down on Wall Street are open and you can walk past the doorman without having it locked and a lot of cameras flashing at you, finally. And we can rejoice in this day of freedom and know it's always going to be a struggle, but there's something to look forward to, certainly. And when Jack Kerouac finally came to New York City, Lou Little fired him from the football team after he broke his leg because he said, you may look pretty, but you can't do football anymore, and really you can't even with your broken leg possibly make one score. Well, Jack never looked back, and he went out to sea, and he shipped out, and he started writing all of his books instead. And after years of rejection and not even opening his literary packages by the publishers to have any type of inspection, On the Road finally came out in the New York Times. Gilbert Milstein gave it a fantastically good review. And WBAI wasn't even on the scene in 1957, so all the English majors, instead of tuning into the station and being inspired, had their parents work two jobs so they could go to a fantastic college institution, major in English, and then were so frustrated and terminologically, pathologically jealous of Jack's success that they didn't know what to do. And Truman Capote went on the Tonight Show and said it wasn't writing, it was typing. And now Truman Capote still sits on the Tonight Show in the sky in his white coat, complaining like some people are probably doing tonight from the old WBAI regime, and griping. Well, Jack never went to those New York City cocktail parties wearing a brown tweed coat with patches in his sleeve, pretending he was a 19th century Edwardian English gentleman in the game of 1950s bad vibe literary New York make-believe. That's all past now, doesn't make any difference anyway. Before I drive upstate and listen to WBI on the radio, there's just one more thing for Bob Fass and all the groovy cats and ladies who are here tonight and now, so early in the morning today. Whether you want to write, paint, play, sing, get out your rototiller and your window box, because it's almost the year 2002 spring. In the spirit of WBAI Community Radio, free speech at last means it's the present and the future, not a thing of the past. In the spirit of 99.5 FM spontaneity, let's all pull our day-ay-ay-ay-ay-ay-hazy. Less is more. And since that was more than less, I just want to thank you. Thank your listeners again for the support to the station. On behalf of my own kids who were born as babies hearing this, now they're 22, 20, and 18. And their friends are listening to BAI. And tonight in White Plains were Amy Goodman and Robert Knight and the wonderful host of the morning show, Bernard White. We're all speaking and rejoicing for the hard work that those people, Westpac and everyone, did. A lot of the people there, they weren't as old as me. They weren't 71, but a lot of them were not just kids. There was two or three generations there, and that's what WBAI represented since 1960. It's what it represents now, and it's going to be stronger and better than ever, and we just have to all get behind it and support it, so that our kids and our grandchildren to come are going to be able to hear something on the radio that will develop their minds, lift their spirits, make them want to be creative, and make a more beautiful world for their kids.
Play some flute, man. did I see coming for to carry me home. I see the band and the fire coming back to the station for me, and they're coming to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, yeah, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. You get back to BAI. Coming to just a coming for to carry me home. Oh, swing low, sweet the AI. Coming for to carry me home. Now the band and the fire are all back, and I feel like I'm gonna cry. To carry me home. If you see Bob Fass before I do, coming for to carry me home. Tell him I know he'll be back at his station, and all the band and fire will be there too. Coming for to carry me home. Play it on the flute.
I do this new song I wrote? Bobby, there, I can hear you on my phones. This is a new song. This is the new song I wrote about WBAI. You don't mind if I do it for you right now?
I'm fading fast, and soon we'll be going home. Yeah, everyone will be going home, going home. And we've been in this war so long, fighting from the winter to the spring, summer and fall. Again, and we're thinking of the home that we love most of all. And someone said that war is over, victory is close at hand. Soldiers will soon be starting over. Walking fast, Grandpa, he is going home. Mr. Knight and Mr. White will be going over land on an arrow going home. Johnny's going home. That's right, Irish Johnny. Broadway David's heading home somehow. Valerie is going home. Yeah, Anthony is going home. Amy and Democracy are going home right now. Close your eyes and give a listen. In the air, prick up your ears and find what you've been missing. You'll hear their voices everywhere, and they're calling out for truth, and they're calling out for justice. They're saying free the earth and heal the land, saying stop all these wars.
Well, you guys really deserve better engineering than I was able to provide for you tonight. I hope you'll maybe come back and, well, it sounded a little bit worse than it ought to have, you know, but it was good stuff. David, thank you for that Pull My Daisy. You want to maybe do another, no?
Can't hear.
Well.
Accomplish more than the eye. Once again, the victors become those who want to bring people together instead of tear them apart. The road has been a long and sometimes lonely one, sometimes heartbreaking one. Sun back to WBAI. So glad to be back and have all the fired in the band back with us.
Well, thank you, David Amram, Woogie Klingman, and Richard Corey. It was unique. And Eric, you have something you're going to do for us in here?
Yeah, well, I did this the last time I was on with you on BIX, but I can't resist because I have a captive studio here and I want to make it into a chorus. So, listen to the song the first time around, and the second time around, I know you'll know what to do. Martin King, Martin King, whenever freedom rings, I remember Martin King. Jesus Christ and Gandhi too, he read their stories through and through, I remember Martin King. Young preacher came home from school to teach the golden rule. He really believed it through and through. They asked him if he'd work in the bus boycott. He knew that it was his job. He understood just what to do. Love alone sentiment. Power alone is cruel, but if you put them both together, then you have a working tool. Do not give in to that backlash. Let the sound of freedom ring, because the year 2001 has come and gone. Remember Martin King. Martin King, Martin King, one day a bullet it did ring. I remember I was 10 years old, watching TV, a bulletin came. Next day many went insane at the death of Martin King. He knew just what was going on. He could see it all the time. He was fearless at 39. 'Cause he knew you can't go backwards, and you know neither can we. We're in a mess, we must be free. Love alone is sentiment. Love alone is sentiment. Power alone is cruel. Power alone is cruel. But if you put them both together, if you put them both together, then you have a working tool. Then you have a working tool. Do not give in to that backlash. Do not give in to that backlash. Let the sound of freedom ring. Let the sound of freedom ring. Because the year 2001 has come and gone. The year 2001 has come and gone. Remember Martin King. You'll know it real well the next time it comes around. Martin King, Martin King, he spoke out on everything. I remember I heard it all. Said war across the sea, bad for them and you and me. He had integrity, Martin King. Imagine he were here today. Imagine he were here now. With the way that it is now, I forgot a few words. With homelessness as stopped go wild, an exploitation of the child. He would scream out for shame, no way, love alone is sentiment, love alone. If you put them both together, if you put them both together, then you have a working tool, and you have a working. Do not give in to that backlash, do not give in to that backlash. Let the sound of freedom ring, let the sound of freedom ring. I want to point out that there's other radio things we have to worry about. When you hear your radio and you hear that Rush Limbaugh, just remember Martin King. When you hear them tell their lies, a bell curve, don't wonder why, just remember Martin King. It's not about memorials, it's about what we do today. Politics is a game we have to play. So you who study history, read between the lines. Nonviolent army, one more time, one more time. Love alone. Let me hear you say it real loud now. Power alone is cruel. But if you put them both together, if you put them both together, then you have a working tool, then you have a working tool. Do not give in to that backlash, do not give in.
Fishman, you've been sitting here all evening long waiting, and you have hardly said nary a word.
I could talk forever. I can't hear
well,
anything.
Well, please don't. Please don't.
I want to say that people are thanking the listeners and are saying what happened is because of the listeners, or it couldn't have happened without the listeners, but the truth, the fact of the matter is, and it's really, I think, politically crucial that we recognize this, is that only the listeners could have done it. This is really, really important. And tonight we have a celebration, and we have a celebration for a while, but it's not a victory yet. It's not a victory yet. Until the listeners have the power in their hands to protect this station, until this is institutionalized at the national and the local level, we could lose it again. So we must not give up our fight. We must keep fighting. We must celebrate on the way, but we must not forget what we are really fighting for, which is the ability to truly protect this station. It's not in our hands yet. It's not insured yet. And we have to just keep going.
You going to say something about the Pacifica Foundation? Remember what you did.
Reflection. Remember reflection. Love takes time, it works, it could be hurting.
gives lessons and blessings. Deepest of flirting, even now we stirring. Paths are blurring, now love is occurring. Love is the learning, now love takes time. Even for a divine connection, I make a prayer of protection. From around a selection, it's not about correction. Who's wrong or right? Who started the fight? Don't lift the eyesight, open the blind sight. Don't dwell in hindsight. Be in the moment of time. Life to them, to fall from the light. To right, to be received within. From tears we grin, trying to find the balance of rhythm. Together we climb, a tightrope is fine as twine. A line by line and a phrase by phrase. It's hard to communicate emotions through word ways. All of a sudden the surveys are what surveys. The nerve lays above the bones, the blood the poem. Yo, the ink of the poem. So if you got gifts, then bestow them. Don't give them away. Hey, show them the safe. Breath we breathe, say we earn it. He take your breath we breathe. I don't believe I leave either set time free. I'm a vessel in the sea, floating from calm to belong. Now strength is more than the arm, but it's the faith and trust in the face of lust for power over us. Us being universal signs, it shifts in mind, in minds we climb. Look up a rock to shine, measure the numbers across the time. I drop this rhyme to stop, unlock and find the love lost in the holocaust of mental design. Mental design. Mental design.